Hello and welcome again to the Essential Digital podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and the EI Live exhibitions, amongst other projects. Since this podcast series began, we've covered many people and topics related to our industry, the AV and home automation industry, from industry associations, distributors, manufacturers, custom installed companies, and even a key industry figure running a 250-kilometre foot race, with a view to ascertain what they can offer the industry and how they can help the installer do their job much, much better. Today we're joined by John Buchanan, the CEO of Meridian Audio, who will talk to us about why they are British audio pioneers, that's a great accolade actually, and how they enable dealers to deliver truly exceptional experiences for their clients. Welcome, John.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to join you today.
We're also joined by our illustrious editor of Essential Install magazine, Daniel Sait.
Hi there, everyone. Good to be back again.
Dan, do you remember the... I was just having a chat with some people here. Do you remember all those years ago, over 13 years ago now, we published a magazine called Custom Installer back in the day?
I do, yeah.
And Meridian launched a pair of speakers in collaboration with Ferrari. Do you remember we had to literally jump through hoops to get Ferrari's permission to use those images on our front cover? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. It was a bit of a palaver, even though it was kind of already approved. I guess it was because they were using Ferrari red on the product, so that kind of thing. I guess they're very, very touchy about that kind of thing, and you know, rightly so. You don't want kind of just anybody. And I think ultimately in the end, you know, it just sort of underlined what a strong brand Meridian is.
Yes,
that was even allowed to happen. You know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about the Meridian partners, as we call them. We'll highlight that a bit later. But do you do anything with Ferrari these days, John? I can see you in a Ferrari. I guess you drive a 408 GTB, do you, or something like that?
No, I don't. I don't. We don't have any active partnership with Ferrari these days. We do with some other automotive brands that I think we'll talk about later on. But that was an exciting time back. It was one of the first things we did. And it culminated in a product called the F80, which was a compact all-in-one system back in 2007, which is really the distillation of everything Meridian put into its other products. But it's there's lots going on at Meridian these days.
Oh, absolutely. But you also produced, I seem to remember, was it a Ferrari Red CD player?
Yeah, that was the F80.
That was the F80.
That was the all-in-one system. So that was CD, radio, loudspeakers, amplifier, everything built into one. So a complete Meridian system in a compact.
It was
package.
Sort of the radiogram for the modern age, wasn't it? And it is a beautiful-looking thing.
I guess so, yeah.
And it sounded amazing for, you know, the size of it and... such a clever sort of product, I thought, at the time.
Thank you, yes. And that's one of the things that we still bring to the market today is the ability to get huge performance out of small, compact packages. And with that one, yeah, it was definitely something that was, you know, beautiful to look at, easy to use, and amazing to listen to. And that's still the approach we take today to everything we do.
That's a good word, Dan, radiogram. we should bring that back, shouldn't we? The radiogram series. No, maybe not. John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand you've been CEO at Meridian for 8 years now, leading the ship, as it were, and been in the company for more than 15 years.
Yeah, that's great, David.
You've seen a lot in 15 years there, I guess.
Indeed. Yeah, I joined Meridian back in 2007 to lead our sales teams and work globally across all the markets then. And I was appointed to CEO in 2014. So, yeah, it doesn't feel like 8 years ago. You know, time flies. But, you know, I feel fortunate. I love what I do. And it's great to work alongside such a good team of people here. And, yeah, we've seen a lot, but so much of it is positive. And now we're really excited about what's happening and where we're going and what we've managed to sort of get momentum behind.
Where were you before that, John? I mean, I only know you from Meridian, but have you been in the AV industry for a number of years before that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I worked for a few other audio companies in my career before Meridian. I had almost 3 years across the Asia-Pacific region with Arcam. Nearly 5 years with Lynn, and I started my career up in Scotland with Tannoy Professional, exporting studio monitors and live sound reinforcement speakers. So overall, I've been in our industry, the AV industry, for 25 years now, and I really enjoy it. You know, people, the products, the business. Yeah, it's brilliant, and I do believe there's a really bright future ahead for all of us. This is a great industry to be in.
No, I think so, and yes, you're right. There's some lovely people in this industry. And of course, a little known fact, just coming off of the Meridian side of things for a minute, a little known fact is that, well, it was for me anyway, that you sit on the global Cedia board. There are many, many Cedia boards I can't catch up with all of them. But what are your responsibilities on that particular board, John, and that of the board?
Sure. So this is the CEDIA board of directors. So I was appointed to join there in January 2018. And it's a voluntary, it's effectively a non-executive position. And our role on the board is to represent the global membership, supporting and advising CEDIA's executive leadership, so CEDIA's senior staff, to drive activities that can build the voice of the CI industry, you know, deliver valuable services and benefits for CEDIA's members. So, you know, I got involved because I was quite keen to support the industry by volunteering my time and if useful, my experience, but also wanted to learn more about the needs of integrators around the world and the challenges they'd like CEDIA to help with. You know, I just think you're always learning, and that was a way that I could do it. And I really enjoy it, you know, being part of CEDIA's drive to grow the industry. And I hope the experience that I've gained, you know, doing what I do across the audio market, and also having worked with and continue to work with some global brands and large corporations in other sectors like automotive and airlines, that can also bring some value to CEDIA and to its members.
How often do you sit then, John, as a board?
As a board, we have 3 formal board meetings a year.
I guess you're all in contact all the time, but you sit...
Yeah, we're in contact all the time. We sit 3 times a year, face-to-face, or we do normally, and then another 4th board meeting is usually virtual. And then there are, in between times, there's different committees and things. So I currently sit on the finance committee, and that meets once a quarter. But there are other governance committees, executive leadership committees, etc.
Being a Scot, John, I guess it's quite prudent, isn't it, for the being on the finance side of things.
It has been said.
On to the Meridian products now,
yes.
Which, I mean, in particular, the new DSP-8000XE. Listen to me, I know what I'm talking about, speakers. Which Dan and I had the pleasure of listening to recently, which blew us away, I think. Dan is a lover of them. But tell us about the development and technology, John, behind these speakers, which, as someone recently told me in Meridian, underpins the Meridian technology roadmap.
Yeah, for the future. Yeah, so this is... Thank you, David, and thanks for saying you were blown away by them as well. So this is really exciting for us and something that we're delighted to now be able to share. DSP-8000XE is our new reference loudspeaker system. So, you know, we've kind of re-pushed where we come from and what we stand for in terms of performance. Just rewinding slightly, so our loudspeakers, Meridian DSP loudspeakers, they're a complete loudspeaker system, for those that aren't familiar with them. So all of the electronics, the DACs, the amplifiers, and of course the speakers are integrated into the cabinet. And our goal with our products, as I mentioned earlier, is we want to create things that are beautiful to look at, easy to use, but obviously amazing to listen to. So under the skin, if you like, of the speaker, there are many complexities, but these don't need to be sort of seen or understood to be enjoyed. And so when we looked at bringing out these 8000XEs that you're talking about, the challenge we really had as a brand was, you know, how are we going to enhance and go beyond our existing iconic products? And so the XEs, the DSP-8000XEs, were born from an engineering program, really an extreme engineering program that we started more than 6 years ago now, where we set ourselves the challenge of sort of reimagining all the things that we had done before.
One assumes that all the R&D is done at Meridian HQ, is it?
Yes. So everything we do is imagined, developed, and assembled here on site in Huntingdon in Cambridgeshire. The whole team are based here. We have about 74 people now. And so very vertically integrated in terms of skill and all the different activities in the business. So set ourselves that challenge of how do we go beyond what we'd had and basically have created all new platforms, if you like, for our hardware approach, the mechanics and drive units, and the software which both drive the products and enable us to deploy the technologies, the unique technologies that we have at Meridian, and DSP algorithms that we've created to essentially, at the end of it, deliver amazing sound experiences. That's why we do what we do. We want to excite your emotions and make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. That's our goal. And the result of what we've done is now available to be experienced in the DSP-1000XE, which, you know, like you've just done, thank you, is we've had some fantastic feedback from. And as you alluded to, moreover, the elements of all that work and what we've created in this product are the tools, if you like, the platforms that will underpin all of our forthcoming additional product developments. And we've got a few lined up. So we're really excited about what's to come. I can't give you any scoops, I'm afraid, David, but 8000 XE is starting to ship very soon. And from there, yeah, it feels like the next generation of loudspeakers from Meridian are on their way.
I was expecting
Dan, you to have a pair by now.
Well, you know, I'm open to, negotiations. I was just going to say that, just to echo what you were just saying there in the sense that, you know, when you take a brand like Meridian and you kind of you know the history, I've been listening to Meridian products for a long time, and so you go to something like your recent open day and you kind of you know you're going to see something good. You know, it's Meridian. It's not going to be a wasted trip. Never is. Hearing those speakers was a genuine, I don't want to say the word shock, that's not the right word, just so good. You know, from a brand that's already got a very strong reputation for really, really killer audio, to listen to something that's a genuine step forward in terms of quality is lovely. And especially when you're sitting in the building that the thing was conceived, built in, you know, literally, you know, above you, you know, below you or whatever. I know it's all the development spread out over the whole building, isn't it? And just sitting in that room and listening to the speakers, and like you say, knowing that technology is going to trickle down into what you guys do next is just a great story for us as a magazine. You know, we've heard a lot of good products in the last 8 or 9 months. I think there has been, like, because of sort of lockdown and because a bunch of things and difficult things as well, but there has been a kind of a positive outcome in some ways where people have clearly, you know, been trying really hard to kind of find the next step. And obviously, as you've just alluded to, that, you know, this has been a long time coming. This is a 6-year thing, and you can really hear where that hard work has got into. And they're just, it's hard to kind of sum up and describe what they sound like. It's just like having honey dripped into your ears. It is so easy to listen to. They look amazing, and Meridian speakers do that anyway. Yeah, they're just lovely things.
You see, John, that's what you get from a wordsmith.
Absolutely. I was going to say, can we quote you on that? That's fantastic.
You can really, absolutely. Genuinely
gratifying.
Yeah,
genuinely
absolutely.
Gratifying, Dan. Thank you, because, you know, when the team hear you speaking like that about it, that really means a lot. So thank you for that. And I genuinely know you mean that. So it's amazing. And we're very fortunate in that, you know, we've had some amazing feedback like this. So, and you mentioned about the look as well. And that's really important, because aesthetically, we want people to love what they look like as well as what they sound like. And someone said to us recently, just as an aside, who's a very big integrator dealer of ours. And, you know, is also, dare I say, he's quite a hard person to please, you know, because he's got a lot of experience. He's heard a lot of things. He's been around the block. And he said that with the just relating to the look of the 8000 XEs, he said, it's like when you see the next generation of an iconic sports car, like the 911, it's very familiar. You absolutely love it, but somehow it just looks faster and better. And I thought that was a really nice way of describing the differences with XE as well.
That's a good way of putting it. And what... You mentioned it earlier as well, the ease of use, because there's so much technology in those speakers that you don't need much more to get an amazing experience. You know, you don't need oodles and noodles of other bits and pieces and bits and bobs and kit to get a nice experience. It's the speakers and something to drive them with, something to, you know, to play back on. And obviously you guys have that in your portfolio as well, so you get a and I've been talking a lot recently with installers about, you know, the aesthetics of speakers and what this industry produces, and being trying us as collectively as an industry trying to be a bit bold and say, look, you know, we've been trying to build bridges with interior designers and the design community for a long time, and I think just not enough of them know about, you know, they think hi-fi and they think, oh, that's like some ugly brown box, you know, and you see these things and these are iconic looking things regardless of what comes out of them. Anyone, you know, if you've got the right client and the right sort of understanding of design, these things just look beautiful. So why wouldn't you want them on display in your home?
Exactly, and we've actually seen some good growth in that area, particularly after we introduced a number of years ago our Meridian Select service, where you can, the client or the dealer can work with the client or the interior designer to choose basically any paint finish. As long as there's a reference to it, we can colour match and offer the speakers in those colours. And that's everything from people who maybe it's a bit of a man cave and they want to match the colour of their car, through to making it blend in more to the interior through colour matching what the fabrics or the paint might be on the walls. That drives a lot of business for us outside of the dedicated, you know, maybe cinema room. But it's all of that. We believe it's got to tick all those boxes, because it's a sensory thing that you're selling. It's an emotional thing. I think a lot of the clients that our integrators service, for them, money is relative. So it comes down to how you excite their emotions, both with what they hear, but also what they see, what they touch, and how easy it is to use.
I guess you colour match to Pantone numbers.
We tend to use the RAL colour book as the sort of basic 256 options, but we can colour match to anything that has a reference. Our paint partners can colour match to that. The other aspect that you touched on there, Dan, I think it's really important for our industry, for the integrator CI industry, is that with everything being built in, and we offer the same facilities and similar performance across our range of architectural speakers, by having everything built in, a number of things. There's performance benefits because everything's designed to work together, but actually from an integration aspect, for the integrator, but also where there's maybe that battle for space going on, you know, because real estate in central London or any major city is very expensive. Giving over a room to racks and racks of amplifiers and equipment is expensive in terms of space. It's also expensive in terms of, you know, forced cooling as well, because these things generate heat. With the Meridian solution, everything is built in, everything is cool running, and therefore the rack space required is minimal. It's really the processor, the controller, and a few sources. All the amplifiers are where the speakers are. So again, there's other benefits there to our approach that go beyond just pure sound quality and performance. We do try and think always about, where's the product being used? What's the environment that the listener is listening in? And then work back from there to create a solution. And that will lead on to other topics we'll have about why we get involved in other industries as well, beyond the audio industry. It's about where we can add value through thinking about the problem from user back to product, rather than just creating a great product and trying to force it down a sales channel. So we do think a little bit differently at Meridian, and I'm happy to share that, because I think it's everything, you know, everything's that's good for the client, it's good for the integrator, it's good for the industry, and we'll benefit from that as well.
Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
To sum that up, John, I love the sound, the Meridian sound philosophy. Authentic, lifelike and natural. What more does one want?
Exactly. That is the...
Apart from a Ferrari 408 GTB, but hey.
yes. And any other number of cars. But I think that's exactly it. It's, you know, and the authenticity doesn't just... That's our sound philosophy, you know, authentic, natural and lifelike. But we try and make sure that how we deliver that is an authentic way as well. And that comes back to our approach, our team. We've got an amazing team here at Meridian. I'm really excited by all the people that we've brought on board and we continue to develop together with, and we've got an amazing group of customers that we service. So that authenticity hopefully shines through. I know that even when you and I have talked, David, more recently, Meridian has an exterior view that some people have of it as being brand and standing for certain things and maybe having a tough exterior shell, and it's not until you get inside it that you actually realize that we're all fairly normal human beings who we just love what we do and have a real passion for it. And I think that's an important bit to get across as well. You know, the brand and everything else is great, and it helps position who we are, and it helps clients understand the value that they're being offered by their integrators when they specify Meridian. But equally, you know, there's real humans behind this. It's not machines and robots and computers.
They are some lovely people there, and I must give a mention to Katie Bradshaw. She probably wouldn't like me mentioning her name, but your director of marketing. I was having a conversation with her a couple of days ago, and she was trying to get me to write out a check for a pair of those speakers. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, she'll be going for Barry's job as director of sales soon. That's good. What a good honour. No, we do. We have a great team. Katie's been instrumental in supporting the build of our brand across all the different sectors we work in. Just like, you know, as I mentioned there, Barry, who's our director of sales, is a well-known figure in our industry, and really is a, you know, great personality and very good at what he does. And he's really led how we've developed our support services for our integrators, and also how we go to market across the globe, offering Meridian, offering solutions, offering engineered systems.
He's very knowledgeable, Barry, isn't he? I've done a couple of webinars with him. And very, very knowledgeable about the products.
Yes, oh, absolutely. And does it with fantastic personality and also relevance. It's, you know, power is not a tool for Barry. Power is just a support to engaging with people. And I think that's really important when you're a salesperson.
Well, I also think it's worth a shout out, John, to the cinema room, the new cinema room you've got there. Because, again, when Dan and I was there recently for the Meridian Open Day, again, amazing demonstrations. Tell us a little bit about that room, John. It's quite special, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and thank you. That, again, that's really great to hear, to get that feedback. Yeah, we have two main demonstration rooms here at Meridian. We have what we call the lounge, which is a couch-based multi-channel cinema environment, and then we have our reference cinema. So we have a performance cinema and a reference cinema. I think you're referring to the reference cinema, which is the 12-seat cinema upstairs, which now has the 3 DSP 8000 XEs behind the screen. We have the all-new projector from Barco, which was, we had the first one in the UK here, the Freya, as well as an array of other Meridian speakers, all integrated to work really well. And really that room also has the Range Rover seats rather than cinema seats, because we thought that was a nice tie-in with the relationship we have with Range Rover.
You know, I didn't realise that. Are they Range Rover seats?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we thought, you know, that was actually quite a nice aspect, because obviously we have the relationship with Range Rover, and we have had now for almost 12 years. But the aspect there was, those are designed to be comfortable for long journeys. So, of course, they're going to be great and comfortable for watching movies. But anyway, back to that room. The thing is, for that room, it's an aspect of the business that we take very seriously. You know, it's one thing to have the best performing products on the market, but being able to integrate them into a complete compelling system that excites your emotions and surpasses your expectations is another challenge altogether. So, you know, we've developed a team that I've been talking about, and the skills to be able to do that well, so that when we represent what we offer, it works really well, and you can see what it does. But also it's to support our dealers with amazing demonstrations that can help them better service their customers, because they've experienced the product, they've experienced it integrated with other brands, and they've also used the products. And on top of all of that, all of our facilities here at Meridian in Huntingdon are available for our dealers to use, you know, in with comfort and privacy with their own clients. So they can come here, you know, use the facilities and show the client what they've proposed to them and how it might work, or even what it might feel like when it's in their home, their residence, or their yacht. And that's really important. I think for the UK market, it's really important that we have these facilities and that they're open and available for dealers, because not every dealer is able to have demonstration facilities, and it's not always easy to convince a client from a quotation or a spreadsheet or a website as to what it is they're going to get. So,
do you get many end users? I say end users, the house owners, yacht owners, through that particular, well, through your building, I guess.
We do. We do. We, you know, now that the world has opened up again, but prior to the pandemic as well, every week we would have dealers here. And I would say, you know, of those, 60%, 70% are bringing a client with them. And it really starts for us, that engagement tends to start when the dealer has a project that he's considering Meridian or one of our other brands that we represent through the DBM team, you know, distributed by Meridian. And when they're considering putting that into a project, they'll speak to us. We provide a complimentary design and specification service. So we will take drawings. Ideally, they'd be in a more formal context like CAD, but any kind of drawings we will take, and then we'll create a full design with a complete specification for the system that the dealer is proposing to the client. We'll offer them different levels of performance, standard performance and reference level. They will then take that, decide what they want to present to the client, do that. And if the client's interested, they can then offer a demonstration if they want to experience the particular products or even the entire system. And we do that on a very regular basis, as I say. Every week we have dealers here. In fact, we have 8 people from a dealer here today as we speak. And that's on a Friday.
I think the reference cinema is a really good demonstration of the distributed by Meridian concept. I remember when that was sort of first announced, and obviously those sort of relationships were already kind of there, just unofficially. But I think it raised a few eyebrows when people go, "What are Meridian doing now?" kind of thing. You know, they make speakers and they make components and they make, you know, really good ones. So what's this all about? But you can really see the value of formalising that and making it the thing that it's become when you go into the cinema and experience all those brands together. You know, and they're there for a reason. They're not chosen at random. They're there to complement each other in terms of the levels that they're at. And, you know, the relationship with companies like Barco are just, you know, just so valuable. I mean, who doesn't like a company who names its products after Norse gods? I mean, that's just a winner for a start, isn't it? And, you know, even exactly. If it weren't any good, you know, I'd probably buy one. But you know,
well,
they're
not everybody's
really
got
good.
A degree in medieval history.
I have got a I have. Yeah, I say it's a long time ago, and it was, although it doesn't always feel like it. But yeah, so I love that aspect of it, the brands that have a bit of, have a kind of a three dimensions to them. You know, they're obviously thinking, imaginative people. That's why they make products that are as good as that. And the same goes for the Meridian team. You know, you were talking about earlier, when you come to Meridian, you do get that idea that it's a family and people are there just to kind of make the lives better of the people that buy the products. You know, it's not about just churning out boxes with some stuff in it that makes audio happen. It's about making the world a nicer place to be in.
Yeah, exactly. We do. We love what we do. We love who we work with. We have fun. You know, that's part of it. We work hard and we have a bit of fun on the side occasionally too. So yeah, no, and we want, that's who we are. We'd rather be honest about that than maybe put on a veneer because we think we have to be something else.
And you've got some great products.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, the DBM side of things is growing in the UK, and it's
well, that's what I wanted just to touch on now. I mean, obviously, we've talked Meridian. You've highlighted the inner workings of Meridian, which, thank you for that. I'm on record as saying that launching DBM as a distribution arm was a smart move. How is the DBM side of things going, John? And what brands, just give us a little brief, well, a brief on the brands that you've got in there.
Sure. Well, DBM started with Meridian, because we have a team who sell Meridian in the UK directly to integrators. It's a great team. They're very professional and they're very capable. And we realised that there was two aspects to it. One was that with Meridian alone, there were certain integrators we'd love to work with that weren't necessarily ready or interested in what Meridian had to offer at that stage. So what else could we offer them that would be interesting, that could start a relationship? We also had, through alignment and sharing a lot of distribution around the world, a really good relationship with Barco. And so in 2016, we started to represent Barco to dealers, and that's been really good. We have then built up our team. As I mentioned earlier, we offer our design and specification service as a complementary service to both our dealers in the UK, but actually around the world as well. And really, we've learnt what it takes to become a good distributor. And through that process, after Barco, we added screens from DT and acoustic treatments from CATS. Then more recently, in more recent history, I added Waterfall. And they're from France, with a range of beautiful, actually mainly glass-built passive loudspeakers. Quite a different approach from Meridian, different price point, but great product. And then we've added Trinov and some more recent additions. And the whole thing is about being able to offer complete solutions to integrators. But not that they have to buy everything. As I mentioned earlier, one of the things that having a portfolio of brands has enabled us to do, apart from learning more about the market and how to address the market with great product and great support, it's someone who may just need some passive loudspeakers and an amplifier to complete a project that they're doing, or for a multi-room that Meridian wouldn't otherwise have, they can still work with us. If they want just a projector and not interested in our audio solutions, that's someone we work with as well. But through building those relationships, then you have the opportunity to show them what else is possible and maybe inspire them to go beyond where they're currently working and to increase the value of their proposals and offer clients something even better and greater. So it works well for everyone, as well as growing our business. And the DBM aspect of that, you know, why a different name, why the initials, was really
Is it run as a separate company, John?
It's not run as a separate entity, no, but we essentially present it in that way. And the reason being that is that all of the brands that we represent are serious brands. They have dedicated distribution around the world, and they want to see their brand being given first equal chance in the UK market. So it was important that we didn't lead with Meridian and those other brands felt they were secondary or they would get some business if Meridian didn't. All of our partners are first equal in the UK and Ireland, and that's how we present it. And that, I think that's also important for the integrators, that they feel that they can do whatever level of business with us or talk to us about whatever products or projects without feeling that they're going to get sold Meridian, which they didn't want. It's often something they don't want, but it might not be appropriate to the project. And our job is to listen and learn and service, not just to sell and bang the drum. So we've learned a lot from doing it. It's working really well, and we love it. And you know, hopefully the response that we had to the recent DBM Live Open Day, which was very well attended, reflects that you know we're making a bit of a mark and offering something that is attractive to the market.
And any new brands coming along, John, that you can share with us, or maybe not? I guess you're in discussion with people all the time, aren't you, for new brands?
We are. I mean, we have great relationships with so many brands in the industry, competitors as well, you know, direct competitors as well. And we're delighted that the growth of DBM is driving even more opportunities for us to enhance the portfolio that we can deliver. But, you know, there's nothing that I can tell you today. We did recently add, and I didn't mention them just a minute ago, we've very recently added, literally in the last 2 months, another brand called NextGentech, which is a range of AV over IP products. It's a fantastic new young brand growing out of the integration market, basically a requirement that integrators had in super yachts. This brand has grown out from the front end, if you like, back towards the industry and being distributed. As I say, it's AV over IP solutions from NextGentech from Switzerland, and we're very excited about that. And then
I have to say, when we came to the open day, and I didn't know much about NextGentech. I love saying that word. It just flows, isn't it? NextGentech. Maybe I'm not supposed to say it that quick. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, really impressed with that platform, and you know the level it can go to. Obviously, it can do, because of the nature of it, it can do any size you want.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it came from the yachting industry, which is, in terms of getting any type of information from one place to another, is probably the most challenging place you can do it. You're on the sea. You've got all sorts of technical issues with that, which it seems to sort of handle with aplomb. So kind of applying it into the domestic sector or over here, it seems and great people as well. Really kind of really engaged, really knowledgeable. I mean,
yes.
You know, some of the questions that were being fired at them at the open day were, you know, were pretty tough questions, and just knew it. You know, not looking anything up. I know it. I built it, because they designed it, haven't they? So
yeah, exactly.
And you know, and also I have to say thanks for the cheeky Vimtos as well at ISE show, which I hasten to add isn't their name, but for the drink that they had on that's my name. Or actually, I have to confess, I got that from Charlotte Church.
It's
a very nice mixture of red wine and soda water. So yes. Thank you for that.
No, you're very welcome. Yeah, they're great people, and I think that's where we feel a very strong bond with them, is that they're aligned in how they think. They start with the challenge and then work back to a clever solution. And the thing that they've really nailed, I think, is the scalability of it. You know, basically everything everywhere, because they've written the software and really created this software matrix that enables that for integrators. And as you say, you know, super yachts are a really tough environment and really demanding. And they're doing very well in that market. So that's exciting. And then the other thing we've added recently as well, which I think you did experience when you were here, was literally installed the day before you arrived, is the new LG MSD. So the modular seamless display, it's 136-inch micro LED screen, which is a fantastic solution for high ambient light environments, open living spaces, etc. Really exciting to be representing that to the UK integrator market as well. So yeah, lots of things going on with DBM. And there are other discussions, but It's unfortunate I can't give you any scoops.
Can't share today. Those. No, that maybe yeah. that's for part two then, John.
Yeah, yes. You're on.
Coming away from the traditional audio, another string to Meridian's bow are the partners. We kind of alluded to it earlier on, but the partners you have in the shape of Jaguar Land Rover, Kia, Rivian, British Airways, to name but a few. How did you get involved in these companies? And I guess they're working with you, helping them with quality sound in their various products.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, as I've mentioned a couple of times, our approach has always been to sort of start with the, you know, understanding what problem we're trying to solve when it comes to audio. So,
but they, have they approached you, John? I guess
yes. Probably so did. We're fortunate in that we are approached usually in these scenarios, certainly in the beginning of them.
Well, that's testament in itself, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm as you probably gather, I'm never one to sort of count my chickens or whatever. But yes, it must reflect the fact that we're visible and we.
Well, I did say you were Scottish early on in the podcast.
You did. Yes. So yeah, I mean, and also, and I think it was you said it as well. You know, our sound philosophy is applicable in any listening environment. You know, authentic, natural, lifelike. That's the goal. So what do we need to do to achieve that in an environment? So automotive is something we've been involved with for a long time. We're back to 2009, I think, is when we started there. And the Range Rover relationship is entering its 11th year now, 12th year. And what we do there, really our job is to make the sound experience in the car the best it can be.
Do you get Range Rover owners come direct to you, or does all that kind of business come via...
So this is a relationship between Meridian and Jaguar Land Rover, the corporation. And what we do is we work with their teams internally to, based on their ambition for what they want to deliver in the car, we work with them to design, specify the systems, and then as they're being developed, we then apply our technologies, the unique technologies that I mentioned that are beneath the skin of the loudspeakers and others that we've continued to research and develop, into the car, and then we tune the car to try and achieve that Meridian sound quality or that sound signature. So technologies that we would use in our surround sound processors we've always had proprietary technology in our surround sound processors for upmixing two-channel content to multi-channel content in an authentic way. So not using the standard algorithms that are available in most chipsets, we've actually developed our own. In the car, most content is two-channel, but you want to have the immersive, enveloping sound experience. So we then take those two-channel signals and play them through all the different speakers, including, you know, the 3D height speakers that we were one of the first to introduce into the automotive market, because we're trying to recreate that cinema experience, those things that we know so well and love from the home in that environment. But you have to do it in a different way. You can't just shove a surround sound processor in the car. It's, you know, you're dealing with lots of other elements. A, the car is moving, so you've got wind noise, potentially rain noise, tire noise. You've also got other factors. And again, we have technologies that monitor what's happening in the car and then dynamically change the EQ in the car to keep the sound level consistent. Other things that Meridian do in their home audio products that maybe people don't appreciate, we also apply into the car. So we have a separate tuning, if you like, for every volume step in our loudspeakers. Because you'll know, traditionally, with a passive loudspeaker system, as the volume decreases, the bass tends to tail off quite quickly. And a lot of passive systems will only sound exciting when they're playing at higher volumes, because that's when you get the full impact of the music. Meridian, actually, because we're an integrated system, we can tailor the sound that at any volume level, you're able to get full frequency response. When that comes to the car, that's fantastic as well, because as you go faster or as external noise increases, if you keep turning up the volume so you can hear what you want to hear, it gets very tiring very quickly. And it only takes an advert on the radio to come on at a different volume level, and suddenly you're turning everything down and it's not an enjoyable experience. We're always thinking through those things and wondering how we can, and researching and deploying ways that we can ensure that your experience is smooth. And that's really what Jaguar Land Rover, Kia, Rivian have come to us for, as well as the overall premium sound quality. It's those engineered solutions.
And what do you do for British Airways?
So with British Airways...
I can imagine the captain sitting there with speakers either side of his head playing as he's flying the thing.
No, these are for the passengers sitting just behind... behind the captain. So what we did there was working with a leading company in the airline industry, is that British Airways, when they redid their first class cabin experience 4 years ago, I think it was, they were looking for better sound quality. And so again, we were approached essentially as audio engineers, as well as a brand, to say, what could you do to enhance that? So again, we looked at the environment. We understood that, you know, huge amount of, you know, background noise, turbulent noise, you know, people talking, what have you. And what you're trying to do with headphones on a plane, you're usually, in the vast majority of cases, trying to watch a movie. Okay, so what's important to the movie experience generically, but also on the plane, on those smaller screens, even though they're getting bigger now? And it was all about making sure it was vocal intelligibility and all of those things. So we tuned, we developed, enhanced some drive units, headphone drive units, and then tuned the entire headphone system to make sure that was a really exciting and compelling experience for that dedicated environment. So rather than just taking a really good headphone and sticking it on a plane, we've modified and tuned and developed headphones that just for that environment. They may not be actually as good off a plane as they are on the plane because it's a different environment. So again, everything we do is Meridian in our approach, but everything we do is bespoke for those customers. And that's why they work with us, is that, you know, we engineer solutions. The other aspect to it that's exciting is that for us, it creates brand awareness. So again, coming back to the custom installer, our integrator partners in the UK, if they're making a proposal to a client who isn't familiar with Meridian because they're not necessarily aware of the audio market, the AV industry, or anything that we've done in the past, we have great reference points now. So if the client is maybe challenging on the value of what they're proposing because it has a high value compared to maybe some other loudspeakers, we have those reference points now where they can say, well, Meridian are the company that maybe you've got in your car outside, if you've got a Range Rover on the drive, they're the company that British Airways rely on to make the sound in their first class cabins sound good. They're the company that LG, one of the biggest consumer electronics brands in the world, relies on to help make their sound bars and their portable loudspeakers and their earbuds sound better than everyone else's.
Are the products then that are in Jaguar Land Rover and British Airways, are they branded Meridian?
Yes, the systems are branded Meridian, yes. So either through the touchscreen...
Within the cars and the planes?
Yes. So in the case of Range Rover, Land Rover, Jaguar, the systems are all branded Meridian inside the cabin, on the loudspeakers, and also on the screen, the control screen. In some other applications, it might just be our algorithms on the control screen that you're interacting with, and it might be that the speakers are hidden. But yes, so there's a lot of awareness of Meridian. There are really now millions of devices, let's say, out there that have the Meridian name.
Yeah, it's almost a dream ticket, John, isn't it, really? Getting into those brands and having your kit branded, it's almost a dream ticket, I think.
Just to say again about the open day, there was a Range Rover, top of the range Range Rover. There were a few cars where there, actually, I seem to remember, but there was a particularly nice-looking silver Range Rover sat out just outside the company. And anyone that knows me well will tell you I'm not a car person. I know nothing about cars. I do quite like, having grown up in the countryside, I do like a Land Rover or a Range Rover.
Or a tractor.
Or a tractor. But sitting in that car, you know, easily the best thing about it was the audio. And, you know, to be kind of in a product that is that high end and that well finished and that, you know, well engineered, can only do you good, because, you know, and then you turn on the audio on and listen to it. And then I think people forget, a lot of people people of my generation, sort of late 40s, early 50s, a lot of our journeys into audio began in cars, you know, began with, you know, kind of, that was kind of what you could afford. You could, you know, you could maybe afford to put some big speakers on the parcel shelf for your Ford Fiesta or whatever. And that was the first place you heard music that sounded kind of, oh wow, that's what music's supposed to sound like. It's loud and it's kind of, you know, and they weren't always the best systems ever, but they were exciting, and you kind of felt that you know, so felt some ownership of it. And, you know, you spin forward to now where these systems are so refined, and I mean, sitting in that car and listening to that music, there are few places where you'll hear music that good. I mean, it's all there, you know, like you can really hear that engineering and that experience from the home cinema and everything else being fed through. I mean, you sat in a massive metal box, a big heavy metal box with speakers built into it. So, you know,
yeah,
it's actually a pretty good environment to begin with. And then you add Meridian and all that kind of stuff to it. And it's just great.
We love the challenge. I mean, I think you make a very good point about how people first experience sound, because many of us had a car before we had our own flat, particularly if you hadn't gone away to university or college or something. So that was the space where you could play it loud and no one would shout at you, and you could play the music you wanted and what have you without fear of, you know, breaking it. And I think that's important. Even today, many of us of our generation, Dan, who, you know, that's where we do a lot of our listening, is when we're commuting. So there's different applications. It could be a car, and we love the car environment. Many people would say it's not a good audio environment. We love it because we know exactly where you're sitting. So we can create experiences and also use intelligence, for example, knowing how many people are in the car through the seatbelt sensors to EQ the sound to those listeners. So there's lots of advantages there. It's really interesting. You know, it is fantastic to have these partners, and we hope that they think it's fantastic to have us because we're delivering good experiences. As you said, it's maybe a dream ticket, David, but it's also a huge responsibility, and we take it really seriously because we want to, everyone who touches Meridian, we want them to have a great experience. And, you know, our approach really, it's a way for us to get better sound to more people. People that we otherwise couldn't reach. So it's exciting, it's important. You know, our core business is the CI market, is the home audio market. And that's why we do what we do. But there's lots of other opportunities.
I must confess, every time I talk to you guys, and a trip to Meridian is fatal for me because I could spend fortunes of money with you guys. But as you know, John, I'm a humble publisher and exhibition organiser, so you know.
I'm sure we've got something for you.
Okay, I think that's about time. That leads me to say thank you to John Buchanan, the CEO of Meridian and DBM.
My pleasure, David. Thanks again. And thanks, Dan, as well.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Daniel Satan, the editor of Essential Install magazine. So if you want coverage in the magazine, Dan's your man. Thanks for your time, Dan.
No problem at all. Enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening, and keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.